patriotism or intimidation? Opinion split on flags in town. People in Wallingford are divided over the hanging of England and Union flags in roads around the town. Ben Cullen, the principal player of Raise the Colours Oxfordshire, the local branch of National Campaign, which has seen flags raised on lampposts and street signs across the county, lives in Wallingford with his partner Trudy. The pair have been organising supporters for months to hang flags on public roads and residential streets across the town and received mixed reactions from locals. But Mr. Cullen and Trudy, who did not want to share their surname, said their goal is to unite the community, not divide it, and they're hanging flags to protest the government's stance on illegal immigration. Trudy said, "We're trying to bring the community together and get them talking, mainly about the government and how we disagree with a lot of their policies on how they allow illegal immigrants into the country with no paperwork, and they're putting them up here. Then we've got families in poverty in this country, we've got veterans living on the streets, there are so many problems this country needs to deal with their own people first." She added that legal immigration is fine and they're here to help for people who prove they're genuinely needy leading it, she said. "It's not a racist thing." However, people in Wallingford who have spoken to this newspaper said that's not the way the flags are coming across. One woman who wanted to remain anonymous for their safety said, "I literally have no issue with the flag. It is how they use it to thinly veil their hate, racism and intimidation that I disagree with." She said that people on her street came together after one incident and removed the flags themselves, but were filmed by supporters of Raise the Colours and posted on social media who were threatening and intimidating. Another woman who lives in Wallingford said, "They pretend their message is one of patriotism when it is nothing of the sort. Our beautiful town has been littered with their far-right message in the image of our national flag, and this is angering a lot of Wallingfordians. We are virtually powerless to take them down because their whole attitude is to instill fear. Nobody dares to stick their head above the parapet for fear of being intimidated, and that goes for the powers that be." After flags were put up overnight in Castle Street, householders collectively lobbied the council to have them removed. An anonymous man from Northern Ireland who has lived in the street for decades said, "My neighbours, quintessentially British and traditional, were even more angry than I was. They said it was racist. To describe your own flag as racist is quite fascinating, really. It shows what happens when you misuse and mispresent a flag. This isn't patriotism, it's an abuse of a national symbol which has been weaponised." But Mr. Cullen contended, "The majority of people in Wallingford come up to us in the street, people we've never met before, shaking our hands and thanking us. They send us messages, they send us money for more flags. We've got businesses in Wallingford who are helping us." His partner Trudy added, "It's not a racist thing. Why would seeing your own flag flying make you fear something? The end goal is to try and get a government in what will, to try and get a government in that will listen to us and to listen to the illegal immigration status and start doing something about it." Mr. Cullen and Trudy said they're happy to discuss everything and explain their actions to anyone who asks, and they're not secretive about who they are or what they're doing. Mr. Cullen was one of the attendees at an event from Charity Camarados, run by Math Potts, called Grub and Gripe, and held in November, in which people from both sides of the debate sat down over a free bowl of chilli to discuss their differing opinions. Mr. Potts said, "We did it because there was a huge amount of vitriol on local Facebook pages, really horrible language from all sides, and we thought we'd try a grub and gripe in Wallingford to bring back the idea that you can disagree well and still have a cup of tea together and still talk. Trying to get people from all sides of the debate together was difficult. Lots of people were dropping out or too nervous to come, right up to the last minute, and it was really tense to start with. But sure enough, when the food came and people started talking, there was a lot of ice thawing. The main goal of the night was for people to disagree without trying to persuade, to encourage healthy debate, but locals in the town still say they are afraid, while protagonists of the Raise the Colours movement maintain they're trying to unite the community. And the article is accompanied by a picture of Ben Cullen holding out a Unite the Kingdom flag.